Sure, you test in Baba Kama, Zion Cheshvan Heitoshim Mim Gimel, October 24th, 1982, on Sunday.
The answer is because they are derived as weapons to the case where she became the diamond. She put it, let's say, on the edge of the table and then come off. So she was a Pishas. So in that case, so he says that she's too old because the bow is mishubit to her. So Mele, the bow is the bow and he's mishubit to her. So he showed lachto. So Mele, it has been a bow. But if it's mazik with dying mamish, then the bow is high. So that's the kasha of the right. So Rav Chaim gives a teretz that what does the Rambam mean? This is Mikash. What does it mean when he says she is high with mazik? How can Pishaya be Chayim Tamazik even come his Potter? Pishaya didn't do anything at all, he was just completely passive. He was just negligent, neglectful, he didn't do anything. So, the answer is, it's a special Aloha, a special Zerasakoso, that by Shomri, so Pishaya has a din of Mazik. Only if he has a Chalais Bishaya. But if he's not a Shaya, then he doesn't have a din of Mazik, Pishaya. So, the Aloha of Biden is, that is mufki of the Chalais Nishim. That is mufki of the Chalais Nishim. That's the Aloha of Bayit. Now, so in other words, what does it mean? He doesn't have the Chalais Nishim. What does it mean he doesn't have the Chalais Nishim? In other words, he's not even Mechuyev Bishmir. He's not even Mechuyev Bishmir. And Shemea, what does it mean? He's not Mechuyev Bishmir. Besides the Chiyuv moment. So, there is a Chiyuv Shmir. What is the Chiyuv Shmir? So in case of Shia, so then, now, let's say, if somebody is mazik to pay, he's chayav to pay, but if he's mazik al gomme, he's not chayav to pay the norm, the Nishamayim is chayav. But insofar as the Maisavir of Nishamayim is concerned, so even by mazik al gomme, so there is a Maisavir, of the Nishamayim. And the Rambam says, the Heimo Shem Soreo, Bisod Yishar Acheri, Goyisod Mazekes. So Maskel is Baleo, and Rimlo, that he should watch the behavior. And if he doesn't, so then anyone who is a potential Nizek can share the behavior and tell the Bible of the behavior and take the gospel. So the Rambam says, if we should also be auto, so the question is, why did God say after we man as a person? We're not dealing here with Mamazi, we are dealing here with familiar Mazi, with the behavior that is Mazi. The answer is, insofar as the Isa of Venishmerebu is concerned, so it's the same Isa of Venishmerebu, the same Avila of Pshie, whether it applies to a person who doesn't watch that no damage should result from his school, from his keach, or one who has a behemoth, and he doesn't watch the behemoth so that no damage should ensue from the behemoth. So in other words, it's all one Israel, and the Israel is an Israel of being mazik, of not watching, that no headache should ensue from him, whether be a dying or a becoming. And when one has a woman that is mechuyev to watch and he doesn't watch, so insofar as the Isa of Mazik is concerned, he is considered like a covenant zone. He is considered like a woman. Inasmuch as he is mechuyev to watch and he is not allowed to be negligent. So the male, if he is negligent in exercising the proper care over the woman, so he is considered a covenant zone. But the Tashlumi is not on the basis of Kroma Bizokin, because Kroma Bizokin is not Chayim Tashlumi. The Tashlumim is on the basis of Sheir, of Keren, of Shemberego, of Beir, of Eish, but insofar as the Iser, the Maizabir of Nishmarim is concerned, of being Mechuye, to exercise care, so it's one Maizabir. In other words, one is Mechuye to exercise care, so that no damage and injury will result to anybody from him, whether it's from his group, from his keach, or from his mommy, or from the mazik that he set up. That's in case of Beir and Eish. So that's the aloha by Shomri. By Shomri, is the Khuya Bishira. So what does it mean, the Khuya Bishira? The Khuya Bishira doesn't mean a mandatory thing in case he doesn't watch. So then he's responsible. It means if he's a Bishira, if he's neglectful, he's negligent, so then he's considered, he's either the Yisya or the Bishira. That's the Khaliz Bishira. Mashayim Kiba. So once, if he has a Chaliz Nishemer, so then he's considered like a Mazik. So Kishia is considered like a Mazik Yodah, not one, if he has a Chaliz Nishemer. And what does it mean, Chaliz Nishemer? Is Mechuyev Watch. Mechuyev Watch in what sense? That if he doesn't, he is even a Da'aveir of Kishnerem. So the Mele, but by binding, he is Mufke of the Chiyuv Shmire. He's moved up the Chiyuv Shmire, if he's moved up the Chiyuv Shmire, so then it's like I have to say, you should be Mechuyim Mitzad Mazik. Only when he's Chaliz Mishemir, when he has a Chiyuv Shmire. But by him, he's moved up the Chiyuv Shmire altogether, not just on the Tuta Shmire. So that's why Shir Bailin is for. And we could say, now there is a Machlikis in the Gemara, in the Mitzias, whether Shir Bailin is Chayro, but also the Machlikis is in the Al-Fusim. Where the Bob is Macy, Alinian Rishin, who landing not only Lifono, but Lifono for just Lifono. Or just Lifono. So the Vandoma who says, and that's the way he passed, the Pshin the Bible is Potter, so he holds. Now, you have it in Mishpotim, in Shmeis Chodbeis, Posse. Vov, Zayen, Ches, Es. Yud. So the Pasuk. So the Pasuk, Ki yite nisha re'eh, Kesef v'cheyu nishne. So that deals with the Shemachino. So we spot our name Abede. So if he stay in Nidnivo the Nev, though he spot our yes to swear, and if he stay in Nidnivo the Nidnivo, and then it turns out that he himself kept it, so he's a king and he's Ganef, so he becomes a Ganef and he has to pay Kefo, and then the Torah says, and then the Torah says, Ki yite nisha re'eh, that's Pasuk Vav. So Pasuk Vav has reference to Shemachino. Then Pasuk Tes has reference to Shemachino. So it's Chayim ben Vavite, but he's Potter Amons. Ki yite nisha re'eh, chamir u'shir, he said, v'chol v'eh, 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 So the halacha is that he's Potter Amons. Then Pasuk Yud Gimel says V'chi Shalish Meimreu V'nish Barimeis Bolo V'nim Eishal Nishale In Bolo V'nim Eishal Nishale Zocheru Bo V'schore. So here it falls out explicitly the din of the Ptur of Bailey, but in connection with which Shea. But the Torah does not spell it out in connection with Shemasocho, nor with Shemachino. But as far as Shemasocho is concerned, so there, the Vav in Pasuk Yud Gimel is Meisif Alin Rishin, Lamdim Lifono. So since the Torah says, V'chi Yishalish Mimreyu, and there the Torah says, in Bola Bimel Yishalei, so the Vav is Meisif Alin Rishin, and Pasuk Tes, the deal with Shemasocho, that there too, Bible is Potter of Tashmir, if it's the Bible. But the question is, how would Pasuk Vav that with Leifano? So the Magdoma who says, Bible is, there is no tour of Bible for Pshie, because there is no tour of Bible for Pshie, because the figure of Pshie is mentioned in Pasuk Vav, so he holds that they land him with Leifano. And the Magdoma who says, that Pshir Bible is Potter, so he says, Vov Meisi Pali Nadishin and Lamdi is made for them also. So it's a Machlekes, we pass that Bible is Potter, Pshir is Potter with Bible. But it's a machlokes in the opposite. But what kind of it could be that in final analysis, if we say that the lamdim is made fun of, and there is a zersakosu, that there is a ptur of bile even in shimachinon for pshie, so that mandoma holds that bile is a koyel chalitz nishena. The mandoma who says that pshie the bile is higher. So why? So what's the pshat? Because it's a zersakosu. But what kind of what is mentioned in this zersakosu? In other words, onsim pshie the bile is potter. Livavei the bile is potter. But pshie is high. So in other words, that Bailim is not a Ptur, is not Mufti of Chaliz Nishenya. It's only a Ptur of Tashlumi. Masha'im came with God, but Chaliz Nishenya is. He's Mechuya of Lishneya. He's Mechuya of Lishneya. So the Mele, if he has a Chaliz Nishenya, so he has a Din of Mazik. So the Mele is highly Bailim. And we pass him that Pshir Bailim is what? Anyway, so this is the terrace of the Barat Chaim that according to the Rambam, the Rambam passes clearly, Bailim is potter, so Bailim is mufke of Tashlumin over here. Now, however, this is not such a double poshet. Whether Bailim is mufke of the Chaliz Nishen, or Bailim is only a tool of Tashlumin, is not such a double poshet. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, but it's not such a double poshet. It seems that in Teisves, in Bolon Mitzir, they are two machines. Discusses that the Zion Gal is where the question is whether Misti Mizuyan is a Ganev or a Gazer. A Ganev is Chayuke. A Gazer is not Chayuke. So, what does a Ganev do? If somebody, you know, breaks into the house furtively, clandestinely, so that the Bible will not see him, and he steals, then he's definitely a Ganev. If somebody goes in and openly, and he takes away somebody's money, then he's definitely a gazer. He doesn't definitely. Suppose he breaks in clandestinely, secretly. He doesn't want to be caught, but he gets ready. He takes with him a weapon, a gun. In case he prefers not to be seen. So he prefers. But in case he is seen, then he's ready, you know, to take by force. So that's called the list of Israel. The list of Israel. In other words, he prefers to steal it secretly, to steal the money secretly. But in case he's caught, then he's determined to take it by force, to take the money by force. So the question is, suppose someone who is a list of Israel secretly went into somebody's house and he stole. Is he considered the Ganev or is he considered the Gazer? So the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara says that Mosiah and Dao's last line is about Omar and Shanienia, listing his Uyam King, the Meat Marmin She Ganev. Since he hides from people, even though he's armed, so he has a deal of Ganev. So he doesn't have to pay King. I mean, so he has to pay King. Is Loi Marmin Shinachino? לא ימאם למשין החינות, שאחים נשאר את השלום הכייפו, תאם המשין הזוכו, שאחים נשאר את השלום הכייפו, that's a rise. And Rashi says, Rashi was not ashamed to say, where your dam here done. So Rashi says, that's, in other words, the Gemara is not citing, not quoting the whole portion of rice, but part of the portion of the rice. What does it deal with? So Rashi says, Masmitei, where your dam here done. He doesn't know where it's mentioned. He doesn't know where it's mentioned. So, the Rabbi Gray there mentions another Gemara, where Rashi says, where you're done. I mean, in other words, it's very few times this Rashi should say, where you're done. So he says, Moira Amra Bishinachino, Shahi Shal Tashmike, Tina Bishinosoko, Shahi Shal Tashmike. So in the course of the Shahi Tali, the price says that the Shivas, we cannot visualize a case where Shahi Soko should be Shal Tashmike. We saw the light of this thing is in Ganapo, in some Shimasoko, Shal Tashmike. We take time as this thing is in Ganapo. So if we say that Listen Israel is in Aslan, not in Dame, so then we can understand the Lashon HaPraise. Then the Praise says, we cannot visualize a situation where Shem Soho should be showering Tashmuni Kipu for his time. A Shem Achinom, yes, because a Shem Achinom is part of a Mirba Kile, so there is a Loche, if a Shem Achinom is here, Tan is Gam, Tan is Neve, then, and he swears, he will be left off, so there's the part of it, then, come testify and say that they know that he has that chemicals that allegedly was stolen from him, that the Shemachinom has it in his possession. So he becomes a Dhamma. Then the girl says, but Shemasoho, we cannot visualize it, because if Shemasoho will be taken, if it's stolen, so best will tell him to pay. So, but if we say that the Tishmizuyen has it in Ogane, and Tishmizuyen is a time sense. Maybe it's not the time sickness. Maybe it's not the time sickness. Because you can, on a relative scale, it's much easier to watch out everything. Because after all, the ordinary guy who is not out is afraid. So, in other words, if the violin, you know, is alert, so then he can watch out against me. But against the listening is only, how can he watch out? To watch out. He's ready to kill him. He has a gun with him. So if we say that Listen Israel is Gazlan, so if Hishiva Soho will be taken, then the Hefetz was taken away by Listen Israel, by an armed thief, so then he's not 10 times Gazlan. Because Listen Israel is Gazlan, so he's staying timeless, Aedes. 10 times Aedes was not at the beginning. But if we say that Listin Mizuyan is Gane, and Listin Mizuyan is the time of this also, so if Shiva Soho, if a Chifetz will be taken away by an armed thief from the Shiva Soho will be Potter, because it's an Enes. Suppose the Enes is too late, if it's a real Enes, so it's a real Enes, so it's Potter. So there is a situation where a Shiva Soho could also be Mechuy of Kenku. If he was there, not the ordinary Tanis Neve, but he will be there in the Tanis Neve of Mr. Mizuyah. So, and if he has been on the Dalek, so when it turns out that he himself kept it, so he's Hayyotin. So, we sometimes have Mr. Mizuyah in Dalek, who needs him Shimaso, Misham Tashim, the people, we take Tanis Mr. Mizuyah. Omale Hoy, Loi Muhammad Mishem Meiyah. Ischinom shachim shalom tashmikim b'chol taneiza. Tehim ha-mishim ha-socho, shim shalom tashmikim b'chol taneiza. This is what it was. Oh, so, thesis, look at the thesis, second thesis. Nimtso shim ha-socho, mishalom tashmikim b'chol taneiza. Abo nitaz le-ru b'yecha, b'tehim taneiz gaza, b'nimtso shim yodei, mo yim mishalom keim. V'im tehima, akate nimtso shim ha-socho, mishalom keim b'chol we think that it's gonna be violent. So they just say Kashi. But of course we can visualize a case where Shema Socho will be mechuyev to pay cave. But how can we visualize a case that Shema Socho will be mechuyev cave? If he's staying, time is gonna, he has to pay. So the answer is, suppose he will be taking time is gonna, but we know that at the time when the Shema Socha was becoming Shire, so the binding of the Shemir was showing lach. So he's potter to pay. So when is Ishma Sochov mechuyev to pay of Leila Laveide if he's staying Leila Laveide? He's mechuyev to pay if it's not the buyer. But if the Shmira, the Kabbalah Shmira was the buyer, now what does buyer mean? Buyer means that if at the time of the Kabbalah's Shmira, so the buyer of the Shemir was employed by the Shemir, he was mishubet to the Shemir to do some work for the Shemir. For the Shemir, so then it's considered a Bible. Now, Gnil Vavede, suppose someone is a Shemasoch, but he's the Bible, and there is Gnil Vavede, so he's put up to him. So we can very easily visualize a case of 10 times Gane by Shemasoch, where as a result, on the basis of his Taine, of Taine's Gane, he becomes Potter of Tashmini, and then they even come and say that it was a kind of affair, that he stole it himself, so then he has to pay him for. How? I can't even teach myself, I'm shall take the thing that is done in the Bible. So why was the price to say, Teba Mishmasoch or Shemi Mishal Tashmini Kate? That we can't even visualize a case where Shemasoch or Shemi should pay Kate on the basis of the false time, we can't visualize. So Teisa says like this. Vishemo in Shayach Kefu Mitein Tanim 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 Zeh Vakim Shayach Ein Lochush Yam Motzalei Mar Utamech Ovo Likom. So one clarity is maybe, this is a result, maybe in such a case Ishina Soho will not pay, will not be Mekuyev to pay Kefu. And then he says, and even if we are going to say that he will pay Kefu, so it's no cash because the Gemore could have said Utamech. Because after all, the Gemara's Teretz was also similar. The Gemara's Teretz is, Hoke Goma, Loi Ma Ma Bishmachino, Shechim Mishal Tashmi Kim, Hol Tanei So, Tima Mishmachino, Shechim Mishal Tashmi Kim, Tim Tanei So, Tim Tanei So, what was the Gemara's Teretz in effect? That there is a situation of Shechim Mishal being becoming the Chuyev to pay Kim. So, the Gemara could have said, Utamecho, even if you say that the thing that time is listening is weird is in Gazlan, we still can visualize the case of a Shemasoho being Mechuyev to pay, where the Shemasoho is staying ordinary baby, but he's the body, so he's bottom. Anyway, this is the result. So there are two alternative cases. One alternative cases is that the Shemasoho is violating. Kept if he stayed time is done it, and then even come and say that he kept it himself, so he's chayiv kefu. And another alternative cheating case we see is that he's part of kefu. And what is it all? Now, the halacha that the shemachino when he stayed time is done it, and then even come and testify that his time is alive, he check it, and that he has the dobor hamufket in his possession, so then he becomes a Hindu Daniel. That's one of the special terms. Because 10 times Ganef and Chekia, so he becomes a Ganef, he has to pay Kefu. It only applies to Ishema. An ordinary person, if he's not Ishema, can only pay Kefu if he manages, he steals. But at the time where there is no Maise except a verbal time, so he doesn't have to be able, but it's special Zerzakosu by Shomte. It's a special Zerzakosu by Shomte that a Shema, if his date time is gone, and then it turns out that his time was Shekea, so he pays it. Furthermore, even a Shema, so he only pays careful if his date time is gone, and he swears, a Shomte. Because that daloche, if Ishema is staying, Nibnivo, Ishmachimam is staying, Nibnivo, Shuas Hashem Tir Mishneya, so he has to swear. So if he swore, and then it turns out, it is established that he swore falsely, so he pays him. But suppose he'll retain Nibnivo, and before he had an opportunity to take to, for, before Besn had an opportunity to impose upon him, that Shuas Hashomri, so Amy came and testified, that he lied, it's not true, he has it in his possession, then he doesn't pay Kefu. So in other words, Ishimechino pays Kefu if his state time is done, and Benson imposes upon him a shwe, and he swears. So, and the Shvur is the Shvur Sashomtim that Bezdin imposes upon him. But if he doesn't swear, he was just stealing Tanishakea, and they didn't come testify that he had it in his possession, he doesn't pay it for. And even if he swears, but Kofat Nishma, he didn't wait until Bezdin imposed upon him the Shvur Sashomtim. But he himself took the initiative and he swore. He still doesn't take Kippur. So the halacha of Kippur of Tein Tanit Daniel is peculiar to Shemer, to someone who has a chalizm in Shemer, and who was nishba in Shvuah Sashomri, and the Shvuah was imposed upon him by Betzin, and then Eidim come and testify that he swore falsely, then it's Kippur. But if he doesn't have a chalizm in Shemer, he's not mechuyev in Shvuah Sashomri. Even if he swore, he doesn't have to pay Kippur. So Tensis as the Kasha, we take a cat and Utsa Shinosoka on Shalom Kippur, we take Tanis Gal, we buy him. So that means that the Shema, we buy him, is not Potter of Ishmue. That the whole Zerasakosu, Bol of Vime Lo Yishale, if we know, let's say, that it was Nibnibo Lenevdo, if we know it's Nibnibo Lenevdo, and if it's Bibali, so then the halacha is that he has to pay, but he's not potter of the shvur sashon. He's only potter of the shvur. If he's not potter of shvur sashon, if buying is only a koye of the chiyuv tashlum, not of the chiyuv shvur, so certainly buying is not mufti of chaluz nishena. If he's mufti of chaluz nishena, how could he be chiyuv shvur? So this is in the Kashe certainly assume that violin is only a tool of Tashlum, but it's not a tool, or it's not mufti of Shvuah Sashomrim, of Shvuah Sheni Beshusei. Shomri Shvuah is much being missing. One of the Shvuahs is Sheni Beshusei. So even if the Shemir was dividing and he's staying Nidnibo, he still has to swear Sheni Beshusei. So, according to that assumption, so a Bailim is not a Koyuk Khalid Nishida. If it's a Koyuk Khalid Nishida, how can it be a Koyuk to swear Shvuah Sheni Beshusei? So then Taisa says, Vishemo in Shayach Tim, the Tim Kamiz Nari Bilenze, Vakru Shayach Hirosh. So the Akun Shemis was whether if Hishem Rachinon is the Bailim and he's taken Midru and Nevdo. So one alternative she thinks Taisa is, that is mechuyev to swear any b'shusei, and because Bolovino Yishalim, the Torah only says he doesn't have to pay, but as far as the shvuah of any b'shusei is concerned, so he is mechuyev to swear. And another lashon is no, he is mufke of the chiyuv of shvuah also. In other words, the question is whether Balim is only a koy of chiyuv tashlumi, but it's not a koy of chaliz nishemea. If it's only a koy of chiyuv tashlumi, not a chaliz nishemea, so he has to swear in the b'shusei. But the other lashon is that he doesn't have to take his shvuah sashomri. Why? Because Balim is a koy of the chaliz nishemea. Now, the ktzeis. Simeon Reish study ways in Chesh Mishni. Oh. Nistapakti, Oish Yudches in the Ktesa Chesh. Reish study ways, Oish Yudches in the Ktesa Chesh. Nistapakti, Bishmira Dibayon, Minish Bashkir Sashom Nimolo, Vine Yudim Oteis Vesnire, Dafilu, Shmira Dibayon, Boi Shmira Sashom, ומחויב פליש בשבוע סתנו, שבוע שני בסיס, אל נשום פרק הקיניס דאפים זי, דברמאס, ולמצוא שנוסוך המשאו את השמיקי בו תהיית הנסיס מזויין. אבל גבו לא ניחלו, דיתן את הגבו לא תשבוע במשאו כיפו, ביתן, אבל לא שעת איסוס, הקדמות של הסוף המשל וכיבו את אינטר נסגן בפיילים, וישמו, אין שייך כיבו את אינטר נסגן בפיילים הזה, ואפילו שייך היא רוחש. אינם אבל מצלמים באותה מאה חדורי קום. אם כן משמע מדברי, ואי כשבוע את השם בין בשביל בפיילים, ואי כשבוע, איך המשכח אז כיבו את אינטר נסגן בפיילים, את אינטר נסגן את מחי והשימוש במרץ, וכל פצלמים שבאו למשל וכיבו, כנבוך הבא גזר כמה. אבל, וצו, So in other words, so he says, from this basis it's mashma that fighting is only a koi of kritashun, but it's not koter of shvui sashon. He says it's mashma. Is the truth? Of course, in the kasha things is assumed by that, but in the teretz this is only sofik. So in other words, there are two alternative shittes. I mean, it's a little strange that he says it's mashma. He should say there are two alternative shittes. In other words, it's mashma from the kasha of things. But from the tablets of Thesis, it appears the Thesis itself has its office. Thesis itself has its office. Then he says, Shuk Matosu, we will show me the Kenish words, the Ifrit Ye Amoroi, I'm sure, Itma, in the old Bimelo Yishaohi, Maushe Yishba, Rebzeiro Marishba, that Hamid and Rabu the Dabu Tabaya in Yishba, Utman Yishon 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 ואנחנו נמדע, ליצור חינוך. Now he says, ירושלמי פרקי אוף שווייץ. There is a third sefer, it's not פרקי אוף שווייץ. It's another page. But it's in שווייץ. It's פרק זין אוף שווייץ. No, פרק חס אוף שווייץ. The eighth פרק, not the fifth פרק. So he also reported. So why should he swear that we knew of the Nebdo, even if it will be established, even if any will testify, that Poshah, he will still be potter because we passed by the Mandoma, Shia Bibali is potter. But Shomi Shui is much being said. One of the Shuis of the Shomi is Eno Bishu said. So Mele, if Ishimachino will be taken Nino of the Nebdo, true we passed that Shia Bibali is potter, he doesn't have to swear that Nino of the Nebdo, because he doesn't make any difference between Nino of the Nebdo or Poshah. He's potter either way. But he'll have to swear the Shui of the Meshuzet. So, this is how the Tzeis assumed is the Machlokes, Tamroyim Yoshal. But the Pnei Meishe, he explains the Yoshal differently. He says that the Machlokes, Maushe Nishba, there is a Machlokes between Rabzeira and Rabchanine. Rabzeira says Nishba, Rabchanine says Eni Nishba, so he's in regard to the case where there is a Shimachino, where is a Shimachino, and he says that Nidin of the Nebra, So Maushe Nishba, and those, and the Machlokes is, the same Machlokes in Bometzia, in Babli, as to whether Pshia Bibayim is higher or Pshia Bibayim is Potter. So the Mandoma Rab Zeiro who says Nishba, so Rab Zeiro Oman Nishba, Shalim Poshab, this Virole in other words, he says, that he's a Shibachim, and he's staying in Nibro, and it was stolen from him. So the Bible says, how do I know that you are telling the truth? Maybe you are Peshea. And so you have to swear that you won't Peshea. So Rav Chanan Rav Zeira says, Nishba. Why? Because Rav Zeira agrees with the Mandomar in Babli that Peshea Bible is Chayek. So, but he's staying in the Menevdo, so he has to verify it and say, Loi Peshea. But Rav Chanan says, Ein Nishba, because he agrees. Rav Chanan agrees with the Mandomar in Babli that Peshea Bible is also Potter. So there is no purpose in him being Nishba. So according to the Mishnah Pshat, there is no Machlokes and then in Yerushalayim. But it says, Achrishe, assume that the Machlokes is in regard to the question is whether Bailin is Afkoye, just of Tashlumi, or Bailin is Afkoye of all Tinishir. Anyway, whatever the Pshat is in Yerushalayim, so, according to the Mishnah Pshat, it's another Machlokes in Yerushalayim. But Tesves in Volkame, Lakin is that in Zion, definitely mentions two Vishenis, two alternative Vishenis. One alternative Vishenis is that if Vishenna is staying, time is gone, Shinosokhov is staying, time is gone, Vibayim, so he's Potter, so he swears that it was Nidimo, and if it turns out that it was not true, so then he has to be capable, and the other shit is, no, he's not Mishalim capable. So what is the two shittes? So the shalim is whether Bailim is a koye just of Chiyuv Tashlumi, but not of Odin Shire, or Bailim is a koye of the Chalim Nishim. Is a koye of the Chalim Nishim. But according to what Chaim says, in the Teretz and the Ayetz Kashi and the Rambam, so the Rambam Shiti is like the alternative cases that Bailim is Mufke of all the Nishmir. So the main Islach, I have to say that Shia Bailim should be Mechuyah because Mazik Bailim is Chayah. Because only by Sheime of Mazik is, if Shia has a deal of Mazik. But if somebody who does not have a Chalim Nishmir, if he's Bailim, he does not have a Chalim Nishmir, so then he doesn't have a Mazik, so he's not Mechuyah. Alright, now, so what does it mean according to the Rambam and according to one Washington thesis in Molokame, that in Zion, that means that Bailim is Mufki of the Chaliz Nishaya. He doesn't even have Chiyuv Shia. He doesn't even have Chiyuv Shia. That means that he's not even the Isa of Lishmer. So then there is one Kashi in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, and according to one Washington thesis, that Bailim is Afkoye of the Chaliz Nishemer, he doesn't have Chaliz Nishemer. He's not Mechuyev Nishemer. He's not in Leiva the Yisra of Leishnerem. So then it should follow, now there is Aluche by Shomim of Shlechus Yah. If Ishemia, Ishemia Fiyad will be caught, then it becomes a government. So that's peculiar to Shomim. Someone who is not Ishemia, so does not become a gazlan by means of being Shereyach Yad. Now let's see the halacha of Shereyach Yad by Shomer, discussed in the Shulchan Aruch in very sad ways. Very sad ways in Chish Mishpi. Ein anifket rashoyim Shereyach Yad b'dikot. V'im Shomach Yad afil imechabim l'dezor. Elo mishtam mishpi. Kom bei der Schuss in der Halle Bronze, aber die ist ja da in der Stammeste. Die Schlüche ist ja, in der Zwirche ist so, rakschä ja die Bieno, die Deo in der Stammeste, wie Taschmische mit Chasre, aus Chaye Pchiru Chosre, aber mit Biel Asifte, Taschmische mit Chasre, in der Chaye Mishas Adboye, Elo Mishas Taschmisch. Wir wollen, Mishum Schlüches ja, שאני שלא יביע, כי מי שאני מחסר, אלו מפני שהוא שייל שלוי מדעס. דהבה כדעס. So in other words, we have our head of Shiloh Shiloh in Das becomes a Nazareth, and we have our Hebet, if it's Shiloh, if it's Shiloh, if it's Shiloh, Pikotun also becomes a Nazareth. Now, you can ask the question, why does the Torah have to mention a special aloha of Shiloh Shiloh Shiloh, in Mishovach Yod, in Yuvach Israel, it's a special Torah in Shom, that if it's Shiloh Shiloh, commits a trespass in the Dovor HaMufked, so in the object that was entrusted to him, so he comes to Nazareth. Why they have recourse to a special Tzerzakosot by Shomu? Every person, if he is mishtamish, b'chepetz chavere, shalim b'shuv, he comes to Nazareth. Suppose somebody gets into your car, you didn't give him permission to use your car, and he starts driving it. Let's say he had a key to your car, so he becomes a Nazareth. If something happens to that car, so he's not legal, if even though his intention was not to take it away from him, just to use it to drive over to school for a few minutes, so he becomes a Nazareth. If it's a shiloh shalom with us, even though the kavone was not to take it away from the Bible, just to use it for a moment, so if he was mishtamish, then he becomes a Nazareth. So every time he shame there, he shall be a so he's mishtamish in the Dovra Mikke. So without recourse to the special aloche of Shilchitziah, he should become a Gazlan on the score of Shilchitziah. So this is what the Mechaba says. I mean, all the Rishayim is covered. In other words, there is one difference. Insofar as a strange person is concerned, not a Shemir, so he can only become a Gazlan if he's mishtamish in the Shilchitziah. If he takes your car, he sits down in your car, and he drives it. But suppose he takes a certain chavetz. Somebody, I take somebody's book. He didn't give me the shoes. He didn't give me the shoes to take it. But I go to his desk and I take his book with the intention of reading the book. But so far I took it with the intention of reading it. But so far I didn't manage to read the book. I was not mishtamish, you see, even though I was magbia the book, in order to read it. But I'll read it later on. Now I don't have the time. I don't become a Gazlan. In other words, if, let's say, I take your book, and I start reading it, and then there is a fire, and the book burns, even though it's an ines, I'm not willing to pay for your book. Why? Because since I was mishtamish in your book, Shalom Das, I became a Gazlan, the Gazlan's high voice. But suppose I take your book with the intention of reading it over the weekend. In the meantime, I took it to my house and I didn't read it as yet. And there was a fire, I'm not going to have to pay. Because insofar as the stranger is concerned, he only becomes a Gazlan if he was manish mishtamish in the chavetz. But if he was magbiyah, with the idea of being mishtamish. But he wasn't mishtamish as yet, I don't become a Gazlan as yet. Mashayim, if I'm mishayimah, if you gave me a certain book to watch, and I'm mishayimah, then I took the book, I was magbia the book, with the intention of reading it. But I didn't read it as yet. And then there was a fire, and the book got burned. Beinus, because of the fire, then I'm not going to pay. So this is what Mechaba says. You ask the kasha, why do we have to resort to a special aloha of Shechesiyah, which is peculiar to Shomer? Even if he hasn't been ashamed there, if he's mishtamish, b'chepetz chavere, he becomes a Gazlan. So he says, so Mechaba says, Eina nifket rasho yom shriach yad ha-pikot, v'im sholach yad ha-tum b'chavu yom shriach yom mishtamish b'y, komin b'shuse, v'chal yvons, afo pishadai yom mishtamish b'y, v'shlichis yad ha-mitzmir b'yson, rak shiad b'yem ote yom mishtamish b'o, v'tashni shelechasre, os chayet kilochosre, avu b'bi elasis b'tashnish, שאין מחר שאין מחסר אין מחיר בשחת בו יום שסטשנס ובו יום שם של חסיה שער משרי אביה כי אם שאין מחסר so in other words so אלו מפני שהוא שם שם מדעז דעה זה כתעזר so that's the effect of the הלוכה of של חסיה which is peculiar to show that even if he wasn't mishtamish but if he was magbia the thing that's a show with the idea of using it of being mechaser, so the melee he becomes a Gazlan even though he was not mishtamish. Anyway, there is a special halacha. there is a special aloha of Shlichus Yad. But the aloha of Shlichus Yad applies to Shom. Now, we saw that according to the Rambam, the way Rav Chaim says, answers the Kasha of Rav against the Rambam, and according to one Moshe Tesis in Bobakamel, that in Zion, so, a Sheva Bibayim is moved of Chalaz Nishim.
October 21st, 1982, on Thursday, continued.
Let's say according to the Raive, so that has nothing to do with Ovis Nizikin. But when the Braise mentions the Shomrim as Ovis Nizikin, that the Braise is reference to the case where they were, where they became a clear as a result of being taken times gathered, being taken times gathered, so then they become Kalovim, they become Kazonim. And that's what Chaim says, that by Gale, that the Raive from the Rambam mentions that if an Eved steals, so the Odin doesn't have to pay Kepo, because Shem Yachitana Rabbe. So he says that by Ganet and by Gazlan, besides the Mechayev of the King, the King, there is a Mechayev for the Maizig, the Maizig, and the Maizig, the Maizig, is a certain type of Mazik. So maybe the whole Kasha is no Kasha. But it's not so simple, because now, and then, Gemara has a kasha, v'chachriya name hotom lo yishinachinom v'asheher. So why does he have to mention 24? So he doesn't have 24. So he only has 22? That's the Gemara's kasha. So it appears from the kasha of Gemara, as in the Raposhu, that when Raveishe mentions shinachinom shinasochah or shinasochah v'asheher, he doesn't mean the chiyuv of the sheimeya for pshiya or for b'rabeya or for onsen, but it means the chiyuv of the sheimeya in the case where your staying time is gathered for your staying time is gathered. So remember the whole kasha is no kasha. So what is the Gemara in the Teret? With a chiyuv name or tonu shemachinu v'asheyel. So the Gemara in the Teret, tonu mameni dosa liyode v'teire, v'tonu mameni dosa liyode v'yisur. Dosa liyode v'yisur. So the Gemara doesn't mean the Teret. All right, but Rav Chiya wants to mention two types of chiyuv in Shomrim. One, the chiyuv for pshiye, for gzeir v'aveide, and for gzeir v'aveide, and the other chiyuv in case he was a ten times gadol, and ten times gadol, so he wanted to mention all the chiyuv himself. But the Gemara doesn't mean the teretz. But what does the Gemara mean the teretz? No, the Gemara mean the teretz. Rav Chiya mentions gadol v'gazman separately, and the Avo Shomrim separately, because there are two types of Ganovim and two types of Gazlonim. There is a type of Ganov and Gazlan that is also Yodim Yisure, and there is another type of Ganov and Gazlan who originally, at the very outset, he was a fine person. He was also Momeini Betere, and then he passed without any Maisig Neve, without any Maisig Zere, so he becomes a Ganov and Gazlan, as in, on the basis of his time, which he shed. Why did the Gemara say Rav Chiya mentions Gan and Gazan separately, and and Shemasocho, Shemachil, and the Adam and Shomrim separately, because Reb Chiya wants to list the Chiyuv of Shomrim as such, and the Chiyuv that Shomrim are Mechuye, in case they were taken time as Gamet, and time as Gamet. The Gemara doesn't give the Teres, so doesn't it appear from this Gemara that on the contrary, that neither Reb Chiya nor Reb Chiya ever intended to consider the chiyuv of shomrim for pshiye shemachinom or nevavede shemasocho or sheyel onsin is obviously zik. The obvious nizikim are only the case of ten times ganev, the ten times gazer, the ten times ganev, the ten times gazer. All right. So then it seems that the whole kasha is no kasha. But let's see the kasha. Let's see the Rashi. Tonu shemachinu v'asher, because an amishai agreed kishito asherim v'emenu, v'arei ubi yode, v'amun kredu v'litei tani zgadu ki gane, v'itei tani zgadu ki gazle, v'hodin lo katoche v'asher yolav davke, dole mishkata kod nifta, loi v'itei tani zgane, v'loi v'itei tani zgazle, shal chad v'kule. So why is it mentioned? So Rashi says, lav davke. What does it mean, lav davke? What does it mean, lav davke? If he didn't mention a number, then we could understand. We could understand. If Rabbi Yishei would mention, obviously Ziki, anyway, Shemachino, Hasheyel, Neshisocho, Ve'aseichel, Nezek Tzavik, Moshe Vesemesh, and so on. Oh, so, and Rabbi Yishei wouldn't mention a number, Esrim Barbo, he would just say, obviously Ziki, hey, and would mention, and would mention Sheol. So Lav Davka, Lav Kore. That we find in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yishei and Rabbi Chiya mention a number. Rabbi Yishei mentions 13, and Rabbi Chiya mentions 24. If you go to count them up, so without Sheol, so you have 12, and Rabbi Chiya will have 23. So how did Chaya to say Lav Davka when he mentions a number? I mean, it's inconceivable. What does it mean? V'asheyu lav davke. Do mishpachas v'dinifta oi v'tein tanis gane, v'oi v'tein tanis gazle, sh'ar yuchari v'chole. Now, in the end, Rashi could have given a very good teretz. Now, the Rishonim give a teretz on Rashi's kasha. All the Rishonim have the same kasha that Rashi raised. Sheyel, there is no chiyuv in Sheyel as a result of his time, because Sheyel is chayuv for everything. So Rashi says, you know, Sheol shouldn't be mentioned. So if it shouldn't be mentioned, so why does he mention? Why does he count it? Alright, that's a difficulty, Rashi. But the Sheol should be mentioned says even other times. The mention is Sheol and Sheol also. Pirsha Rashi, Hasheol Avda. In Ame, this is the Rashi book. In Ame Yishleva, the Lav Sheol Bikro Koma. Elo Shemechino Mishe Sholar Biyad, the Sheol Sholim Midas Gazlana. So when Rabbi Yishe mentions Sheol, it doesn't mean Sheol, someone who borrows a call. But it means a Shemechino, or a Shemesocho, who is Shaliach Yad. And the Alochi is that a Shemechino, and the Bikotin becomes a Gazlana, he becomes a Mechuyah Yonz. So it's like a Sheol Sholim Das. Is Gaza, is Mechuyah Yonz. So this is what Sheol means. It's a very strange pshat. Why couldn't they mention that the Sheol mentioned a very simple Tzio? There is a Tzio where the Sheol is also put out with the Tanya. Make some Achmas Locho. If somebody is Sheol Po, and then he still, that the Po died Machmas Locho, so he's put out, but he has to take a Shmue. It's a possible in the Torah. So in other words, so there is a chiyuv. Suppose, just as we can visualize a chiyuv by Sheol, by Shemachino. He was staying time with Daniel, then he came and said that, and he swore, and then he came and said that it was false. He kept it. So, and just as we can visualize by Shemachino. A chiyuv, where he stayed in Tanya's Gazel. The lady came and testified, for him all day long. It was never mixed from him. He kept it, he still has it in his house. So he's a dazzler, and so he has to pay. Suppose Ishaya came to Bezdin and said, make some up and some up. So Bezdin told him to take Ishaya. Why did he take Ishaya? Then two Eidim showed up after sworn Bezdin that they saw that it wasn't made some up and some up at all. The behemoth died an ordinary death. He wasn't even washing in Lachdi at the time. So they have to pay. So why couldn't Rashi mention that? That seems to be a very strong kasha. So what is the teretz? The teretz is that when Ravesha mentions, now we said that in respect to Rashi, so Mishlin according to Rashi we said last time, so we can understand that there is a chiyuv of mazik by shomrim in case of pishir. Pishir is highly tamazik. Pishir is highly tamazik. But how about the highway? So we say that even according to the highway, that pishir is not highly tamazik. Mimele, pishir is poter, even by kakoyis and by shtores. So, because it's not highly tamazik, it's a chiyuv of shomrim, and since kakoyis are mufke of the chiyuv shvire, so they are mufke of the chiyuv of pishir also. But still, the Raivet will be made to the Rambam, that in so far as the Yisra of Yishmerem is concerned, so every Shemer who is negligent is either the Maisavere of Yishmerem, is either the Maisavere of Yishmerem. But it seems from this Rashi and from the Rashbo that just because a certain person is either the Yisra of Yishmerenu, if the chiyuv is not based upon the chiyuv of mazik, but it's some other chiyuv, so then it cannot be counted among the obis mizik. Rabbi Yishe doesn't mention everyone that is mechuyev among the obis mizik. He only mentions types of maziki that are mechuyev to pay. But a shame here, even when he's a pesheya, truly was either the Yisra of mazik of the Yishmerenu. But the chiyuv tashlumim is not the chiyuv of mazik. So Mele, he shouldn't be listed among the obis mizik. He shouldn't be listed among the obis mizik. So Rashi says, "Be'asher lav davke, so mishkachas be'yivta, lo yitayin tanizganem, ve lo yitayin tanizgazlem, she'ar yuchayim kule." So apparently, in order to answer, so why doesn't Rashi say she'el? So it's also a sheyar is also mechuyev to pay in case where he was staying in some machnas locho and he swore, and then the Eidim came and testified that it wasn't true, it wasn't in some machnas locho, he died in ordinary is the name. So he has to pay. The answer is no. In the case of a sheyar who is staying in some machnas locho, and so he has to take his word. So Bezdin patters. Then two Eidim will come and say they saw that the behemoth died at the moment when he wasn't most of the lachti. So maybe it wasn't based on machmocha. So it was in this. So he has to pay. So why do we have to pay? Because Ishayon is high bonus. Not because of Gazlan. There is a special aloha that Tein Tan is Ganev has a din of Ganev. There is a special aloha that Tein Tan is Gazlan has a din of Gazlan. So the Gemara deduces it from Sukkim. But Meisa Machmas Locha, there is no special aloha that Tein Meisa Machmas Locha has a din of Gazlan. Tein Meisa Machmas Locha, and then it is found out, and it swears, and then it is found out that he was Nishbala Shekia, that he has a din of Gazlan. No, of course. There are two love in the Torah. One love in the Torah is Luisi Kach. Another love in the Torah is Luisi Shakru. The love of Luisi Kachshu implies that a person should not become a mumin chaveri. So if a person, let's say, a lasheker, of course, if he's tennis, so he's allowed to become there. But if he's checker, he's not allowed to become a mumin chaveri. Rubin says to Shimon, he'll be sicho me mono. I lent you $100. Shimon says, lo yivon me. And it's not true. He didn't borrow $100. So he's able to catch. Suppose, not only does he say, and he says, he's nishba, that Lord from Meilom that he never borrowed, and it's nishba l'shaker. So of course, So he's even allowed to waste his good Bishmila Shekel also, like every Bishmila Shekel. If a person is nishba that he didn't eat this morning, when in fact he did eat, he's also there with his Bishmila Shekel. But if there is Kfiras Momen in Lashekel with the Shwe, then he's even an extra level with his Shekel. So in other words, so if a person is Kfir Momen Chavere, and it's not true, so then he's even a Lashekel. If he's nishba, so then he's even a Lashekel. So if a Shekel was there, Meiso Machas Mocho, and it's not true, so he was in there, and he was nishba, so he's able to learn what he's kachshu, he's able to learn what he's shakhu, but a gazlan he doesn't become. A gazlan one becomes for a minus example. That's the Mishneh in Merube. A gazlan has to make a kinyan, he has to be magbiya b'shut bayri, or meishechet outside b'shut bayri. So, hoi u meishechet b'shut bayri, u meiz b'shut bayri, he's put there. So a gazlan has to do a ma'isik mekve, and the gazlan is to do a ma'isik zeloi. Just being keeper moment, that's not a ma'isik zeloi. Being keeper moment, it's not a ma'isik zeloi. There is a special aloche, te asheme, we stay in time, it's gamel, becomes gamel. So it's a special tzerasakosu. There is a special tzerasakosu, a shimosocho, we stay in time, it's gazlan. And the same thing, a shimachino, we stay in time, it's gazlan. Also becomes a gazlan. It's a special tzerasakosu. But without this special tzerasakos, this special aloche, one does not become a gazlan because he escaped from Mamun Chavir. If he escaped from Mamun Chavir, he's able to be a kach. If he's nishba v'shekia in the kire, so he's able to be a shakho also. But the gazlan doesn't become. So the melee, Rashi couldn't say that Sheyel is davke. But when Rebbeisha mentioned Sheyel, he has reference to the case where the Sheyel was staying in Bezin, Meisomach Masmocho, and was Nishba, that it was Meisomach Masmocho, and then to him came and testified, it wasn't Meisomach Masmocho, it was Meisomaynes. Then he has to pay. Why did he have to pay? Because he didn't verify that it's Meisomaynes, so it's Chayav Onsen. But the Chayav Onsen is not a Chayav of Mazik. It's not a Chayav of Gazlan either. Even though he was in there to love, Lysikachshu, Lysishakhu, but the Gazlan doesn't become just because he was able to love. So why should Rabbeinu mention him among the 13 of his Nizikim? He's Mechuyeh. But it's a special Chiyuv of Sheyel Chayav Onsen. So even though that Chiyuv was grounded in number of Nisurim, in the love of Lysikachshu, in the love of Lysishakhu, but the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Sheyel, not a Chiyuv of Gazlan. So maybe he should not be mentioned. He should not be mentioned among the obeys. He should not be mentioned among the obeys Nizikim. So that's why Rashi, or the Rashba, doesn't give the terrors, the Cheyo Mishkachaslo, where he was staying in Tainas, Leisomach Masloch, Birmelo. But Rashi gives another terrors. And Rashi, now he doesn't even give the terrors. The Rashba gives the terrors. That it means Cheyo means Shemechino, who was Shalayachyah. So the melee, he becomes a gazel. So he's called Sheol, like Sheol Shalim Das. So, but Rashi says, Vashayla Abdavki, but the question is, what kind of a teretz is it? So why does he count him? Sheol Abdavki, but the Rabbeisha didn't know that it's only 12, not 13. The answer is, on the contrary, I think that in Rashi we can say that, in other words, that insofar as Shemachinom is concerned, insofar as Shemachinom is concerned, and he is Chayvon Pishie. So if, let's say, Pishie is Chayvon Pamazi, so that's in Chiyuv is because of Mazi. Not only that he was able to himself Mazi, but the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Mazi. So he can be listed among the Mechiyovim, the obvious Nisikim, who are Mishalom Limeita, Viteras Mazi, because the Chiyuv is a Mazi. So we said at that time, the same chiyuv of pshiye applies to shimasocha v'neishisocha v'asher v'ashiru. So that we cannot say, because insofar as the chiyuv of a shimachinom and the shimasocha and cheyom v'neishisocha for pshiye is concerned, so it's the same chiyuv. Why does Rabbeinu have to count them as four? It's the same chiyuv. We see that the Gemara is a kasher. The Gemara is a kasher. wenn der Prior Name Otono ist in der Kino und Bashea, und weil du sie hast zu Menschen, kann ich das nicht, so Otono im Moment, dass du die Betäne, und Otono im Moment, dass du die Nisse. Otherwise, you cannot be Menschen separately. Because they are Menschen separately, because they represent different types of Gazloni. What is a Gazlan? Who becomes a Gazlan? At the very outset, through a Maisezele, that's the Isure, and then there is another type of Gazlan who becomes a Gazlan later on, even though at the very outset he was a fine person, he was not a Gazlan. But because he did something, he was able to certain Avera, he was staying in time as Gazlan, so he becomes a Gazlan. But if it had been the same situation, it could be counted twice. So the Mele, so too. Once it can be counted, Shimachinum can be counted as a Mazik. If we say that the Chiyuv of Shimachinum for Pshia is a Mazik, so that can be counted. But why should it be counted as four times? Just because one Shemir is a Shemasochor and one is a Secher and one is a Sheyal. But it's the same Aloche. It's the same Aloche. So it should be counted as four, it should be counted as only as one. So the reason is why it's counted as four is because we have special chiyuvim in each chamber. Let's say, in Shema Socher we have a special chiyuv that we cannot visualize in Shema Chilom. And that chiyuv is a chiyuv of a mazik, because ten times Gazlan becomes a Gazlan, and Gazlan is a type of mazik, as the Chaim says. So the question is, so Bishleim, Shema Socher, we understand. But how about Cheyab? How about Cheyab? Cheyab does not have any special chiyuv. And insofar as the chiyuv of Popshir is concerned, which is coming to Chomli, so it should not be mentioned separately. So Rashi says, Hashem Lav Davke. Now the question is, but it doesn't make sense, Lav Davke. So why does he count in Lav Davke? The answer is, it does make sense. Because actually, Sheyal also is Mechuyev for Pshie underscore of Mazik. But ordinarily, he shouldn't mention it separately, since it's already mentioned in connection with Shemachinon. So because of that, but Adam Gome, so he mentions 13, even though it's the same kind of chiyuv as Shemachinom and Shemasov, as far as Pshia is concerned. But if there had been no chiyuv at all, so then we couldn't say the Asher Elata. I think on the contrary, from this Rashi will corroborate our terms that we said that the reason is why it's mentioned is because Pshia is Mechuyev because of Mazik. Now, those Vishayim like the Rajba says that Sheol is also that. And so, what does Sheol mean? Sheol means that if he was a Shaliach Yad, if he was a Shaliach Yad in the Pikod, so then he becomes a Gazlan and he's high bronze. That's what Chayil means. That's what Chayil means. So the Mele, that's why it's mentioned among the other Nizikim. Why? Because then the Chiyuv is Mitzad Gazlan. Mashaikim, the Chiyuv would be Mitzad Chomim, not Mitzad Mazik. Gazlan is also a type of Mazik. But if the Chiyuv would be Mitzad Chomim, so then he wouldn't be listed in the Yudkim Lobbies. I just want to mention that there's a shyness with what he said. She is a Rambam about the Shia. I don't want to go any further because in a few minutes I want to finish here. In connection with what we said, that the Rambam Shite, that Pshia is highly Hamazik, and the And the Rambam says, in the days of the Schirres, Yilam Shim Posha Hashem Babodim, the Chayin Tzedek, Chayobi Chayob Mishalim, Shim Potter Babodim, the Chakoyim Tzishtolins, Elam Dignele Babim, who made some Chayin Tzedek, Shim Yishimachinom Amitautom, the Yilu Boyobdu, Yishoba, who Babodim, the Chakoyim Tzishtolins, Potter Mishwe, the Chayim Moyoshimasoha, Shem Shalom, the Babim, the Tautum, Potter Mishalom, the Yil, Avon Posha Bohai Mishalim, Shekola Shia Mazik. So the Raibet is Masik. And the Raibet is Vein Pishia Masik. Shim Hoyo Kshayim Pshia Bibayim Mogo Potter Elo Shayim Pishia Demo Le Masik. So the Raibet is Raibet and says that the Chiyuk of Pshia is not Misad Masik. And he has a Raibet. If it's Misad Masik, if it's Misad Masik, so why is Pishia, why is Pshia Bibayim Mogo Potter? Masik Bibayim Mogo Potter Elo Shayim Pishia. There is exeris hakosuf in bolo bine lo yishal. So that's exeris hakosuf. That's exeris hakosuf in shmire lo yishal. But mazik, mazik, there is no aloche that that if the nizek was shown in lachter of the mazik, if the nizek was shown in lachter of the mazik, that he should be put up some. But the Nisikeirim and the Rambam as the Kashi, even though it's very mistaber that the two of the Mazik of Bayim doesn't apply to Mazik, but there is a certain Raibet in Hilchas Ishes. I think here the Rambam is Hilchas Ishes, no? From which it appears, Dafke from the Raibet's washing, that the two of Bayim applies to Mazik also. Now there is a lot of Bayim. What's a lot of Bayim? In Bol of Vimei Loyishal. What does it mean in Bolo Vimei Lo Yishale? If let's say, Rubei said to Shimon, I want to borrow your paw, for a week. I want to establish how to use a paw for a week. And I also want you to do some work for me. And you should start working for me right now. In other words, if the buyer, Shimon is the buyer, he's the mashim, is show limachti of the sheyel, is show limachti of the sheyel, so then, zekzer sakosov, it's not a meaning of swan, it's zekzer sakosov, lo yishal. If the buyer is show limachti of the sheyel, so then, he doesn't have to pay. Now, the Gemara says in Asheyel that if your Rebbe was in Lami Tevo le Talmidim, so Kol Ashono, so he has to decide what to learn. The Talmidim cannot tell him. We want to learn this evening. But except the Rebbe, so then the Talmidim, he's Mishuvah to them. So if the Talmidim say, we want to learn Hilchas Pesach, so he's Mishuvah to them. But Kol Ashono, so they are Mishuvah to him. So if a Rebbe Kol Ashono, will borrow a paw from one of the Talmidim, so the Bailim are the Talmidim, and since the Bailim are showing Lachti of the Rebbe, because they are Meshuvah to him, so in Mele, they will not have to pay. It's a sakosu of the Ptur of Bailim. So the Raibet here, he has the Kashi, how can we say, Pshiyeh the Bailim? That Pshia is higher than Mitzad Mazik, but we say we pass the Pshia, the Bible is not there, and Mazik, the Bible is higher. So then there is the Kashi, Mishnah has the Kashi. There is a Rambam, even though it certainly is Mistaba that way, that Mazik, the Bible is higher, but there is a Rambam, a Raibet, in the Chassidus, that tends to indicate that Mazik, the Bible is not there. Thank you. The Rambam Perek Kofal Adim Chasishes Halacha Tes said as follows: Hoyimisha Sheshavu Akeinu Beishos So Milochosel Isay Ofein So Ptur Vein Zeminati El Takona Shimei Natoim Katuvi Ein Shomu Bisechabai Israelo El Nutzis Nizeres Minas Mirei Vamloches Vinutzis Ktoto Binei Vinutzis Ktoto Binei. So in other words, Rambam says, suppose a woman, she breaks the keli of her husband while she does the work. So then she's spotted. So he says, it's a nadin. It's a nadin she creates. Elo, nitzes niseres, vinas le baloches. She'll feel inhibited. If the aloche would be that when a wife breaks the keli of her husband, she has to pay the husband, so she'll feel inhibited in doing the aloche. Because less she'll break, and then the husband will call the Torah, meaning Torah to pay. So that's a takon, because of Shalom Bayim, it's a special takon. So the Raivet says, because of the Raivet Zal, Loi min Hashem Muzeh, the spirit of Chafal and Chasish and Halacha Tes, Loi min Hashem Muzeh, El Nei Shehu Pshiyah Bibayim, Shehu Sochol Lo Bechol Shom. Because he's Mishibet to her. He owes certain obligations to her. In the same way, I mean, if the Gemara says, that the Talmidim are Mishubet to the Rebbe, so the husband is Mishubet to the wife. So the Mele, it's always Bibala. But the question is, but here he was Mazik, the Rambam Raivet himself doesn't show no Askasha. So he doesn't present such a Kasha. Because when the Rambam says, Ho'isha Sheshov Rokeim, Ho'isha Osesom, Ho'osel, Bisir Beisom is Turo, the Inzim Nadim, so the Raivet assumes that the Rambam doesn't have reference only to the case where she was Mishabel Kelim, Biyodan Manch. Suppose she wasn't Mishabel Kelim, she has to be very sloppy to do that, but usually, so it's a case where she puts, let's say, on the table, and the edge of the table, and then it falls off. So she was negligent, and it breaks off. So it couldn't be Mechalubim, Mitzad Mazik. But the Ishe is Ishe Alis of the Kelim. The Kelim belong to the husband, so she has a din of Isheya. And Isheya is Chayu Bronson. So the Mele, and here is a Pshiya, it's not even Enes. So she should be Mechiyaves. So the Rambam says, Midrash says she's Mechiyaves, Eina Chanam. But the reason as to why she's Turo because of special takon of Shalom Bayis. So the Raivet says, no, in that case, where she didn't break it, be a dying. So then, she's Turo Mitzadim. Maybe the Shittas Raivet is, in other words, that this even of Shalom Bayis is only Shayach, where there is no Hezek nearby. So then, if the Isha will be Chuyeves, for every Hezek that is not Alvi Pshiye, she will become inhibited. But for Hezek that is not a dying, why should she become inhibited? Let her be careful and not break. I mean, this is not something that is very difficult, you know, to watch out. If it's a question of being responsible for, even for a Hezek, the awesome in Mele, that might inhibit her. But as far as Hezek the dying is concerned, so why, it's not such a difficult thing, just watch out not to blame your dying. I mean, an intelligent person can very easily watch out not to break your dying. So in Melee, it's not Shaylach to make it a Konim Shem Shalom Abayis in such a case. So a Konim Shem Shalom Abayis is only Shaylach to make it in connection with the Hezek Dosen in Melee. That's it. Then it puts an extra burden on her. In other words, he's responsible for every Hezek in the Melee. Whenever a dish falls off the table or from the counter, or she puts a number of dishes one on top of the other and then they all fall off. So it should be Mechiyeves, that will undermine the Shalom Bayis. So he says in such a case, she's Ptur Misaradi because of Shia Bibayli. Now, so there is no Istire, because the Raivet has reference to the case of Ezekiel Mimele, not Ezekiel Bibayli. Anyway, so that's the Raivet's Kashi. That's the Raivet's Kashi. Ezekiel. In other words, how can we say that Pesheya Yisrael is a Mazik, but Mazik Bibayli, Mazik Bibayli is higher, and here the Gemara says, Pesheya Bibayli is Potter now in Gemara in Asheo, there is a Machloke Samoroi, as whether Pesheya Bibayli is higher, Pesheya Bibayli is Potter. So the Machloke in Gemara is in question regard to your Pusse. We say both Meisif are Rishim and we are Makish not only with Ponov but with Neponov also, or both Meisif are Rishim, we are Makish with Ponov but not with Neponov, because the din of Bailim is mentioned in connection with Sheol, and there are three different psukim. So the first posik deals with Shinochinam, the second posik deals with Shinosoha, the third posik deals with Sheol. The Torah mentions explicitly in the posik of Sheol. The Torah doesn't mention it explicitly in the posik of Shinosoha, and not in the posik of Shinochinam. But there is a Vog Meisi. So the Mandoma who says that Shinochinam is Potea, so he says, Vov Meisi Bamu Rishnu Mam Lamdim Loi Rak Lefono Tehu Lefnei Fono. And the Mandoma says, Pshia Bibayli is higher, so only the Ravede that is mentioned in the Fono in the Posik, immediately before the Posik of Sheol, but in the Posik of Shemachinon that is with Lefono, so that we don't learn out. Anyway, we pass it. Pshia Bibayli is Potter. If it's Misad Mazik, Mazik Bibayli is certainly higher. So Rav Chaim gives it Teretz. Rav Chaim gives it Teretz. That the Rambam Shiti is that the Shia is Chayv et HaMazik, but some has the Kasher, Machne Efraim, Ekseis, he has the Kasher, but how could it be more Chomo than Gromit? Even Mazik Mamish, but if it's not Yodai, he is Poter, the Shia is completely passive. He couldn't be more than Gromit. Even one who is actively Mazik, but if he's not actively mazik, we are dying. But I'll be homing. Allah has come with Hamo, Pisheya. He doesn't do anything. He just didn't lock the door of the stable properly. He should have locked it better. He didn't lock it properly. And because of that, the behavior worked out. So, how could it be more homo than Gome? So the Teretz is very simple. Of course. The Rambam doesn't mean that every Pesheya, a stranger, who is not a Sheimer, is higher than Mazik. We mentioned that. If the Rambam means there is a special, at all, there is a special posik in the Torah. And the Torah says in that parasha that a Sheimer is higher than Mishmachim, is higher than Pesheya. So that Tzira Sakosu of Pesheya is Mitzad Mazik. So herein the Torah declares that the Sheinah, one who has a Chalei Shem Sheinah, he is higher from Shein. So you can't ask, but even Gromi is Potter. Here there is a special aloche that by Shomri, one who has a Chalei Shem Sheinah, so even Shein is a Chiyuv Misad Mazik. And you cannot ask, but it's Gromi. Gromi is Potter when he's not a Sheinah. But when one is a Sheinah, even if it's not Gromi, even if he is a Mazik passive, every Pesheya is a passive Mazik. So a passive Mazik is also Chayev. Mashekin is not a Sheinah, then a passive Mazik is not Chayev. He has to be an active Mazik. So Evaloche, what kind of an active Mazik? An active Yodai, not active Aldei Gromi. So Bailin is a Koye of the Chaliz Nisheinah. So Bailin is Mufke of the Chaliz Nisheinah. So Mele, if he's not a Sheinah, so then, the whole aloha of Pesheya Chayev et HaMazik is not Shabbat. So that means, what does it mean it's not Sheinah? Not Sheinah. In other words, if he's a Sheinah, so then the Lishmerenu, the Yisar of Lishmerenu, the Maizabir of Lishmerenu applies to him, even though he didn't do anything, he was just passively neglectful. So, if he's a Sheinah. So that means that by buying his mufke of the Chaliz Nishmire, he's not even able of the Yisra of the Nishmireno. If he doesn't have the Nishmire, and his mufke of the Yisra of the Nishmireno, so remember there is no Chiyuv of Mazik, only by Sheinah, so we say that Pesheya is Chayav et HaMazik.